Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He's also a liar. He's also a liar. First of all, let me tell you, it's not to brag. You know, listen, Pardon the Interruption is the number one show on ESPN spanning 20 plus decades. First Take is the number one morning show, 13 years and counting. April will be 14 years. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that. Don't tell me you are an athlete and you don't know that Cam Newton ain't on this show.
One eternity later.
But a professional athlete performing because he in his feelings, because somebody might have critiqued him, or some weak-ass reporter or pundit on radio gonna ask the question out of context. Out of context. They misquote Cam, all right? Because like Cam said, he was talking about the Patriots, not him. And you gonna ask the question, well, ask it accurately instead of misrepresenting Cam Newton. And if you're a player, how about knowing that, yo, Drake May, you were at Carolina. We like what we're seeing from you now. We didn't see that last year in New England. We damn sure didn't see it in North Carolina. This brother right here is a national champion. Undefeated. Heisman Trophy winner. Okay? He's done it. Number one overall pick. You ain't take the Patriots to the Super Bowl yet. This brother did.
Stephen A. yesterday. Just to clarify a few
things.
Yeah,
not a great performance by Stephen A., but he's trying.
As you pointed out yesterday, Cam Newton did not take the Patriots to a Super Bowl.
Oh, no. He helped bring them into the ground.
PTI also has not been the top show on ESPN for 20 decades.
That would be a record. He's not on PTI.
Right.
And anytime they had like a guest on PTI. So PTI, even for people who watched it, you're like, it's Wilbon and Kornheiser. They would have a ton of different guests. Could you name all the guests? Like, no. Even if you watched the show, you wouldn't even know the guests.
Right.
I think some of this is semantics, but I also think it's wild to just assume that every athlete watches your show because you talk about athletes.
Yeah,
crazy to me.
I don't assume that. Still, if you're
That's what he assumes.
Right. If you're asking me, do I think Drake May, who adores Cam Newton, is like his favorite player? I don't know if he does anymore. His favorite player growing up. And people, I keep hearing this. It's like, well, people just watch social media clips. He doesn't watch the show. He doesn't have to watch the show. On the social media clip, it says First Take. Like, it's on the clip. So, like, if you're asking me, do I think Drake May probably knew where Cam Newton was? My guess is yes, but I don't know that.
And but not Stephen enough to call him a liar.
Well, right. And for Stephen A to go up there and say all athletes know that, like, that's nonsense.
That's so stupid.
Specific to Drake May knowing what we know about him and how he reveres or used to revere Cam Newton, maybe. Did you say this yesterday, or did was I listening to
Hart?
Was
it a good point?
Yes, it was.
Then I did.
It might have been Hart.
Oh.
So
probably not.
he's bragging about being the top show on ESPN. It's not even like the top show.
Oh, good point. It's not like I'm the best show. It's like I'm the best show on ESPN.
I'm the second highest rated show on ESPN. It's
so
like,
we
right.
rerun SportsCenter for 8 of the hours, but we're better than that. And we're not better than PTI.
And he calls it a morning show. It's really not a morning show, I don't think.
I don't know.
I think Get Up would be the morning show. Or yep. SportsCenter would be the morning show. But whatever, talking about semantics, that would be semantics.
Definitely semantics.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how many guys that age are watching it. I'm with you. I'm sure the clip maybe has gotten around to him at some point. But just because Drake May liked Cam Newton doesn't mean you're going to follow. He liked the football player. Doesn't mean you're going to follow his post-football career. I love Paul Pierce. He's been on a million different shows. I couldn't tell you the name of all the shows he's been on.
No, that's true.
I know that he did. Remember he did that funny thing where he had to like walk to work? I don't even know where he was going.
Right.
And like we cover this for a living. I don't know where he was. I think there are certain people that are synonymous with their shows. Then there are others that are sort of guests.
Also
gets muddied because there's Twitter and Instagram. So people can just have like a viral tweet and they weren't on a show, but it's still getting a lot of attention.
You like to hold a grudge very much.
I love it.
If somebody came at you, would you, and I'm not talking about like a Twitter egg, I'm talking about like another media member, would you have an idea of where they worked?
No, I don't think so. I think I would know if they said something or what they said, but
you might
I wouldn't
not
keep
know the
track
name
of
like the show.
Their LinkedIn. Right. I wouldn't know what they were doing.
You
no.
might know the station, but maybe not the show.
Maybe.
Like there's no way Drake didn't know that Cam was at ESPN. So that let's at least at minimum.
Yeah, but
Billy said this yesterday.
Yeah.
At minimum, Drake May knows he's all over ESPN. Now, you might not know he's on First Take. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
My guess would still be he probably does. He did the Cam Newton celebration. Cam's been calling him out now for weeks. Oh, he only saw the social clips. Yeah, the social clips all say First Take. He's sitting there next to Stephen A. My guess is you have a good idea, but whatever. Stephen A. shouldn't have called him a liar. You have no idea if he knows. And to apply it to all athletes, I'm talking specifically Drake, knowing what we know about him with Cam Newton, to apply it to all athletes was stupid.
Yeah, I think it's nuts because like they're all arguing about different stuff and like none of it is correct. So they're annoyed at heart, which I find funny, but like they're annoyed at heart for really just relaying what Cam said and it didn't take him out of context.
They keep saying he misquoted
he
or took him out of context. Hart's question was,
right.
You called the Patriots fool's goal. They're like,
that
I didn't say Drake May's fool goal.
Right.
I said the Patriots are fool's goal.
Right.
It's like, that's what Hart asked.
And that's what Drake answered.
Correct.
So that part, so Cam is all butthurt because he thinks he got like misquoted, which is wrong. And then Stephen A's all butthurt because Drake May said he didn't know what show he was on.
Right. It's a shot.
Which,
he took it as a personal shot
at
his show.
He may or may not have. And also, I don't think Cam Newton is synonymous with First Take.
You're a liar.
No, that's true.
He's a liar.
If you were like, I don't know what show Stephen A's on, that would make
he's been on that show for a long time, and that makes a little bit more sense.
13 years, he's just said. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's also on every show on ESPN.
That's also
So that's
true.
Also confusing, because you're like, when did you say it? Because he has like a radio show, a podcast, he has a million, he's on NBA Countdown, he's on like everything.
There's enough ex-players that have come out and been like, we have no idea who's on what show. That's a lie. Like,
well,
so many,
some of those guys, so, I think, like, care more than others.
That's a lie. Like, I said this to Hart yesterday in the crossover. Keith, you and I, certainly Hart, we've covered some teams in our day. Brag.
Nice.
And I remember being shocked in the Fenway clubhouse for both the Red Sox and the opponent. They're just watching all these. They're sitting
like
there
MLB
on the
Network
couch
and stuff.
Just watching all the MLB Network or ESPN. All these shows are on. They're all on.
But it's also not everybody. Like, the teams are so big where, like, if you had 53 guys.
No, that's true. It's not everyone.
A couple know every guy on every show. I bet there's a couple that don't even know TV exists.
But to be like, we don't have time, that's a lot. We don't have time?
Well,
you do. This is on nonstop. When you're running on a treadmill, you're lifting weights, standing there watching somebody else, it's on a TV in the corner. Like, it's on.
But it might be on mute. Like, we have the TV on in here. And, like, at the end of the day, you're like, who was on today?
No, right now, I could be like, oh, yeah, I'm not even listening. I could be like, that's First Take with Dan Orlovsky and Cam Newton. The screen. First Take is on the screen.
Yeah, but our job is also sitting in front of a microphone and there's TVs in here. It's a little bit different than those guys moving all around.
But this idea that, like, no athletes have time to pay attention to this, that's nonsense.
But the idea that all athletes do is also nonsense.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But so, and Drake May might be one of these guys who doesn't. I'm not telling you I know the answer. If you're asking my guess, I bet he knows it because of how he reveres Cam Newton.
But it's just such a pompous answer and
from
response
Stephen A.
by Stephen
1000%.
A. This is like, it sounds like LeBron James.
But it's
and Stephen A. carries himself that way.
Yeah.
And like, he's very successful. But like, remember the ESPN tweeted out last year, I think, was it during the NBA Finals? Like, his arrival and like his walk through the tunnel, he's like James Harden.
He's pompous.
Right.
I mean, it's part of what I like about him.
He has to do that. He has to turn into a character because also from what everybody says is he's like this on the air and not off the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard about Stephen A. It's he's pretty calm and quiet off the air.
Huh.
But he turns it on and it's worked for him.
Yeah.
So he's playing a character. That's fine. But to think that everybody watches your show at all times is just kind of ridiculous.
Because
they clearly don't.
So I agree.
You even said it's the number one show on ESPN. You
let's
say it's the number one show everywhere.
Let's just point out, too, all these athletes saying we don't have time for it, that is also garbage.
Well, I think Drake May, and you brought this up, I think what Drake May was trying to do was sort of just he wasn't trying to criticize anybody, but he was also trying to make it a non-issue. But the way he did it, and I don't even blame him. It looked clunky.
He was trying to sidestep the question.
And it allowed for them to sort of sink their teeth into it, even though those guys were wrong to do it the way they did, Cam Newton and Stephen A. Oddly enough, and we didn't even play the cut yesterday, but oddly enough, Ryan Clark, who has found himself in a half dozen crazy beefs this year, he was sort of the voice of reason, being like, Drake May doesn't need to watch this show. Players don't have to watch this show. He's trying to do his thing. He's only worried about what the guys in the locker room say, not what everybody else says. And he's he actually was sort of the voice of reason in the whole thing, which is strange.
I agree. Ryan Clark came across well there. And he's like, look, I mean, he doesn't have to watch the show. He might not be aware, which is fair to point out. Mm-hmm. I think we've pointed that out. If you're asking me what I think differently, but I wouldn't call Drake May a liar.
Dropped,
I don't know.
Those guys have a job to do. That's as nice a way of just sort of ignoring the criticism, right? Vrabel's done it when asked, the schedule sucks or whatever. It's all right, you guys can say whatever you want.
Well, kind of. I mean, he did bite Curtis's head off and said he was sitting over there smart. No, but I'm just saying, but he didn't just let it be and let it fly.
But Vrabel has used the line, I understand you guys have a job to do.
Yeah.
Which is basically a nice way of saying F you, but there is listen, I know what your job is. I don't agree with it, but that's part of what you guys do.
So, I think Ryan Clark knows, and some athletes are thin-skinned and rabbit-eared. I don't know if Drake May is that. I genuinely don't. But I think there's been some in town that we know. Some of the Celtics players, between Tatum and Jaylen Brown, I think we know. And I think Mac paid attention to it, and I think there are athletes here that we know. I don't know that about Drake May, but I think some of them pay attention to all the criticism. And they have friends and buddies, or in Drake May's case, maybe his brothers. Hart brought this up yesterday. It's a good point. Maybe they're putting it on his radar. So let's play Drake May one more time for those who haven't heard it. This story somehow took a while to blow up, but it's blown up. Let's play Drake May one more time, and then I want to play Vrabel after that. Here's Drake May. This is what set it all off for Stephen A. to call him a liar and Cam Newton.
Scathing commentary from
Cam Newton
Drake
to want
May.
To fight Andy Hart, I guess, if he keeps poking the bear. Here's Drake May.
Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no, I don't even know what show he's on. I think they get paid to make remarks and, make certain comments. So, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
If he just said that without the, I don't even know what show he's on, this would be nothing.
Correct. Yeah. And I don't blame him. That's how he answered it. I think it was because the way the question was asked, it was first, do you hear it? And so I think he was caught in a spot where he's like, yeah, I do, but I don't want to say that I do.
Right.
So then let me just start by saying, I don't even know what show he's on, and then get into the answer. Cause it is kind of the perfect answer after. It's what a lot of kind of a fallback reaction would be. And it's pretty harmless. And cause what those guys jumped onto was that part. That's what Stephen A. got all butthurt about. And that's why they made it a big deal.
Let's hear Vrabel, because Vrabel was asked about it as well with Greg's show. And if you missed any of this, Drake May or Mike Vrabel on Monday, Patriots Monday, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Use the Rewind feature, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You'll never miss a minute of Jones and Keefe. So it's a good thing to go download. Here's Vrabel from Monday.
You still hear somebody like Cam Newton on Friday say that it's fools. This team is fool's gold. Is that weird to you?
No, nothing's weird to me. No, because people could come on a radio or you know what I mean? It's just they could, whatever. It's just things that get their attention or we are okay with that. I promise you, we were okay with anything that anybody says. We are going to come to work. We're going to focus on us. We're going to try to improve. And we're going to focus on the Bengals and going on a road and trying to get our 10th win. That's all we're going to focus on. You know, it just seems that whatever it is, people are going to have something to say, which is great, and they're entitled to their opinion. And what's most important is what we do here and how we work. I promise you, none of that is offensive at all. We just enjoy playing, you know, coaching these guys and watching them be excited and enjoy those moments like Thursday night.
So in real time, I heard that answer from Vrabel, which I think he did a better job sidestepping out of it.
Of course.
And he's more.
He's had a lot more opportunity.
More polished, exactly. He was a player for a longer period of time than May has been. He's been a coach now for a long time. So you'd expect him to be more polished. I heard that in real time, Keith, and I thought he was kind of just trying to relay to, like, Greg and Wiggy and Curtis and everybody else, like, look, you guys can ask whatever. Like, you can say whatever. And we're not going to take it personally. That's kind of what I thought in real time. After hearing Drake later in the day, I kind of think that was his talking point to the team, which we tend to hear trickle out with the team after Vrabel says it, whether Vrabel says it on the radio or a post-game press conference or, you know, some of these other...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Press conferences that he does throughout the week. I think we hear him say something, and then the players kind of parrot it. I think that's what Drake was trying to do, and he just kind of lost it. Like, I think the more I've thought about this, the more I think that's kind of the case.
I think you're probably right, especially because his first reaction is what he thought was the right thing to say, and then it was immediately after that it was all very kind of cliche, worried about what the team says, these guys got a job to do, and then that's sort of like a nothing sandwich. But what I would really like to and I guess this doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but like the Stephen A and Cam Newton, they heard the cut. They heard the question and the answer, and they still feel like he was taken out of context.
I don't think they heard it.
It was legitimately the context.
I'm guessing they didn't listen.
Cam Newton, after listening to the question asked twice, circles back and is like, I'm standing on business and they are fool's gold. So like, what are you guys even arguing about?
I just bet they haven't heard it.
Fool's gold written all over it.
How do you think
I bet they didn't listen. I bet a producer's like, you hear what they said? And they're like, what? And I bet they didn't listen to it. Plain and simple.
What now?
They have a 8 million different topics they got to cover on 32 different teams in the NFL, and I bet they didn't even listen
to it. So let me ask you this. Do you think Drake May is aware of the attention this is
getting? Oh, yeah. Big time.
How do you think next Monday's interview with Hart and Fitz is going to go?
I was going to ask, does it impact him on the field at all?
Oh, but okay. I don't. I don't think it'll impact him on the field
at all. How does the interview go?
Yeah, I wonder. Because it's like, I don't blame Hart and Fitzy for asking him that at all. It seemed like a very innocuous question. And then he answered it the way he felt like he should answer it. But then it became way bigger of a deal than it had really should be. But is he annoyed at those guys at all for it? He should only be annoyed at Stephen A. and Cam.
Well, or himself. I mean, he's the one who said, I don't know what show. No, he should not be... If he's mad at anybody, like from that radio interview, it should be himself. I wouldn't be mad at Andy or Fitzy or anybody else. He's the one who said, I don't even know what show they're on.
Yeah.
He didn't have to say that. He said that. So he could.
But now is he going to be like a less willing to talk, I wonder, going forward. Because he's like, see, I tried answering a question, and this is what happened.
He's already pretty not willing.
True.
Based on what I hear on Mondays, he's already pretty not willing.
Yeah, he went to the Christian Gonzalez School of Interviews.
But I guess you could always go less.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I'll have to listen on Monday.
617-779-7937. Yeah, you want to be locked in either way every week with Drake May on Patriots Mondays here on WEEI.
Great answer. That was from
Fitzy, and I really apologize. I'm not sure who his co-host
Fitz and
was.
Witt. Fitz and Witt. We appreciate that.
I don't even get the joke.
Is that a joke?
I guess. Fitz and Witt?
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know about McAfee anymore. So I like McAfee.
Uh-oh, Keith. Don't poke the bear.
No, but don't you feel
as we said yesterday, that man stands on everything, not just business. Just he never sits.
For the whole show.
I've never seen him sit.
Call me crazy. Maybe I'm in the minority here.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like ESPN has seen, they respond to Stephen A., they respond to McAfee. So then they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put these guys on every single show. They're like, this is what they like. So let's just use them all the time and in everything. And that
don't
usually,
keep poking this bear.
That usually backfires, I feel like.
Yeah. You get overexposed.
Sometimes less is more.
Yeah, but it's true.
I don't know. It's working for him, I guess.
Let's go to Rob in Rhode Island on Cam Newton. Go ahead, Rob.
Good morning, guys. First thing, the statement of the fool's gold made by Cam Newton, he ought to reflect back on his own career, because any time that Carolina team was in position to do anything, that was fool's gold. Those were some trash teams. I think Cam Newton is one of the most overrated quarterbacks.
Rob,
the history of the NFL.
He was an MVP and he made a Super Bowl. I'm not going to go there with
him. I mean, you can make fun of what he says. I'm not making fun of his career.
No, I agree, but in that MVP year, it was mainly for his rushing. It wasn't for his throwing.
Okay.
You know, he had a couple of good seasons, but he's an overrated quarterback overall. And as far as Drake May saying, he didn't know, I legit believe that. When the kid was 10 years old, he loved Cam Newton. That time has passed, so I really don't think he's listening on the radio.
It passed because Cam's been, if it's even passed, it passed because Cam's been critical of him, which I bet is on his radar, which would lead me to believe, I bet he knows what show it's on, but that's just a bet. I wouldn't call him, I'm not calling him a liar.
No.
If you're just asking me what I believe, that's what I believe. But I wouldn't come out and say he's a liar. I don't know if he's aware. But, yeah, he's come under fire from Cam Newton. We've been talking about Cam for weeks. His subject line said Cam is irrelevant, which I disagree with. I think this would prove he's not irrelevant. He's pretty relevant.
Yeah.
And I'm not dumb. Cam in New England, I would dump on the way that he played.
He's terrible.
Cam's career?
He was very good. He won a Heisman. He won an MVP. He's a great player, but that's not really the point.
I would argue I think he was underrated as a player, not overrated.
Yeah, he may have been, because everybody points to not falling on the fumble. And then here we remember the 2020 season. Right, but a lot of people around the
league. He's awful here. Yeah. But Cam in his prime in Carolina was, if not elite, right there. I don't think he's overrated. I think he's underrated.
Yeah, but him saying they're fool's gold, it doesn't matter if he was the greatest quarterback or the worst quarterback of all time. He's a former player now in the media. He said they're fool's gold. That's what they're reacting to. And I guess you could say, all right, well, there's a little bit more of a connection because he played for Carolina and Drake May liked him growing up. But even if he liked Steve Berline and he said that, or Rodney Pete and he said that, you know what I'm saying? His credentials as a player, I don't think are all that relevant.
Is Drake May playing good football, Stephen Anthony and Ryan Terry? Absolutely.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go. You don't like that, Patriots fans? You overrated that now?
Stephen Anthony?
617-779-7937. More of your phone calls on this if you want to jump in. We will get to the Red Sox before the hour's out. We, of course, will have the Week in Review at 12:45. And you hear that, Keith?
I do.
Nice. We got Keith's Keys, Pats, and Bengals at 1 o'clock. But on the way next, it's time for the Friday 4-Pack.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible.
If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.